Welcome to Law in the Bush, a regional, rural, remote podcast by the University of New England's Law School.
You're listening to Law in the Bush. I'm Lisa Ward, your host, and today we're speaking with Dr. Charles Marimutu. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me here. I'm happy to be here.
UNE's Law School has launched the International Journal of Regional, Rural and Remote Law and Policy Journal. Can you tell me why now, what's it about, and what's your involvement with it?
This journal, we will call it the International RRR Journal, was formerly known as the Journal of Rural Law and Policy. It was first incepted in 2011 under the leadership of Professor Paul Martin. It has contributed significantly to the publication of articles on rural issues from family violence to policy on seed banks, rural crime, soil governance, mining laws and policy. But what we did was we redesigned this journal with a broader yet a specialized triple R focus. Our primary focus in redesigning this specialized journal with the triple R focus has been to ensure that we play to our strengths, we position the journal and create a competitive advantage. There are many excellent journals that deal with legal doctrine and practice, policies and institutions, but none has this exclusive feature of global, regional, rural and remote law and policy. Such triple R makes us unique and distinctive. Our goal or our primary aim to redesign this is to achieve ERA 4 by 2023. And to this end, the working group examined the best way forward, discussing how this aim can be achieved. And this triple R focus for the journal seemed fitting. And it aligns itself with the current research theme of the law school, with the broader universities, as it also fits well with the future fit strategies and with the region. Importantly, it aligns itself with the Law Council of Australia's initiative to improve the standard of living of regional, rural, and remote population and to address concerns of the triple R population. In fact, on 9th of March this year, the Law Council of Australia launched its Rural, Regional, Remote National Strategy Plan 2021 to 2023 as part of the revived commitment to triple R lawyers. So with all this in mind, the redesigning of the journal seemed appropriate, fitting, and timely.
Well, it certainly has some rather high aims there, and I'm sure that you'll reach those aims. The journal has got a lot of prongs to it. In relation to the launch of this journal, you recently had an online seminar series that had international and domestic researchers give presentations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we did. We had an online seminar series on the 17th of March with a theme on future food and food security in climate-challenged world. It ran successfully with four speakers from Finland, Malaysia, and Brazil. My primary aim of running this online seminar series is to increase the publication of articles on legal issues governing the global, regional, rural, and remote population. But my goal is to support the community by bringing this knowledge to them via this seminar series. The presenters presented a synopsis and summary of their papers. The attendees and anyone interested are able to read the full article from the journal's webpage. The journal is an open access and is available to be viewed by anyone.
That's excellent. We can put a link up to that on the podcast. Is it about agriculture and the environment, or does it have a wider application?
It has a wider application beyond agriculture and the environment. It includes all legal issues that concerns international, regional, rural, and remote populations and areas. And this include social legal governance, natural resources governance, sustainability regulation issues, and more.
You're listening to Law in the Bush, a law research series about regional, rural, remote law by the University of New England.
Do you hope that the journal will lead to more collaborative research and international funding opportunities?
When I did the online seminar series, what I also did was I organized for this online meeting with all the speakers a week before their actual presentations to meet and chat about their research. Now, this interaction opened up a discussion on a potential research collaboration. And this is because they all belong to the same research cluster. And so they were keen to know what is happening in another country in that space.
So when you speak about they belong to the same research cluster, do you mean that they're all researching in RRR law related areas?
Not necessarily. For example, if they research in a food regulation space, so they all research on the various areas within the food regulations. We bring together people who are working on food broadly, but they also have got their own specific areas. So they had this informal chat and then they drew some line of comparative analysis that they could do.
What sort of topics is the journal interested in receiving?
The journal has a very broad scope. It's about any legal issues that concerns regional, rural, and remote populations and areas. So it could be social legal, natural resources governance, sustainability regulations, family law, pensioners' rights, so governance of these RRR areas and people.
That's very exciting. Why is there a need to research in RRR areas rather than law in general?
People in this RRR area, they encounter many of the same law and policies that challenge their urban counterparts. But their concerns are some out of marginal interest to the major population cluster or to researchers in large urban areas. RRR people, they face an additional challenge from within the distinct environment. To name a few, you have water rights allocations. You have family succession planning and law. You have family violence. You have indigenous social justices. You have equity of access to services, transports, and the justice system. This is very unique to people who are in RRR. According to the Rural, Regional, and Remote Lawyers and Communities National Strategic Plan report, there are approximately 7 million Australians, which is around 29% of the population, live in this RRR area. And the report, among other things, identified the many issues and challenges faced by RRR people. So this RRR law and policy, they are relevant throughout the world. And it's arguably more so now than ever. There is a need and the opportunity to learn from each other on how to conceptualize, design, develop better governance systems, develop innovative legislative framework, and improved policies. Now, this journal provides a platform through which you can explore this and also to share this important learning.
You've really stated it very clearly then that it's a vehicle for international researchers to interact and communicate and collaborate because they're facing the same issues around the globe.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But thank you for being with us today, Dr. Shalmari Mutu.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for listening. We want to hear from you. Please fill out our survey in the link below.